Lodger Street and Merchant's Lodge. This is one of the city's most important streets, and it is still lined with some buildings from the 15th and 16th centuries. Its proximity to the harbour made it primarily a trading street, and with the contiguous Sapphire Street, Port Street and Sotomayor Street, it formed the lively harbour district that, prior to the bombardments in World War II, stood just behind the city walls. Of note, in terms of historic buildings along this road, is number 5. At the beginning on the left, the 15th century Cruchy Antique Palace, with a facade containing a series of ogival arches decorated with flowers and animals, which are what remains of the old Gothic portal. This building has also interesting entrances of Catina Street and Bonda Street, with lovely portals conserving old Venetian Dalmatian sculpted decorations. The courtyard and the elegant grand staircase are, in fact, the result of restructuring carried out in the 18th century. A little further on the other side of the road, we are going to find the Merchants' Hall. As a busy trading city, Ancona needed a place where the wares coming from overseas could be displayed and bartered for. Towards this end, in the late 14th century, the Elders' Senate decided to build a covered lodge near the Customs House and the public pier. Most of the work had been completed by 1443, even though that structure was much simpler and less refined than the current one. In the years after that, decorations were added, enriching the facade, which drew inspiration from the Venetian Gothic style. In this light, you can note the allegorical statues of the virtues of a good Christian merchant: hope, strength, justice and clarity. And above the portal, on the center of the same section, is the knight charging, a coat of arms dear to the citizens. The building was damaged by a severe fire in the mid-16th century, and the restoration was entrusted to Pellegrino Tibaldi. It was also Tibaldi who began the creation of the plaster statues completed by Gioacchino Valla that loom over visitors from the corners of the room. Despite the numerous artists who took part in creating the current building, it has an overlying harmony and stylistic uniformity, and it probably the best example of civilian architecture in the city, as well as the symbol of the city's trading vocation.